Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At the time, I didn't think there was any way that he could be ahead of Brady based off them losing the head-to-head. But I don't know, man. I don't know. I think there is a scenario where he gets – what did Brady have, seven?
Championship.
Yeah. There's a scenario where Patrick Mahomes has four, and I'm like, yeah, he's the best quarterback.
You know what's funny about what you just said? Seven straight championship appearances for the Kansas City Chiefs. They're playing for the seventh straight time for a chance to play for the championship. LeBron James went to 10 straight NBA finals. I know, like, there's so many people that like to discount that LeBron James went to 10
that is
straight
I wonder who
NBA
has
finals. Different franchises.
Yeah.
And went to 10 straight.
That's crazy. That is crazy. Woo! I don't know. Like I said, I'm holding on. Yeah. I'm holding on.
We'll get him, Jesse.
Yeah.
I'm holding on.
They know at this point.
I think they do.
They know. They all know, but
this was a weird season for Houston. I don't really know what to make of it. This is a weird season for them.
Injury sophomore played. Slump.
Yeah, CJ wasn't as good this year.
I mean, Nico missed a chunk of time. Mm-hmm.
Mixon missed some time too.
Stephon got hurt.
Joe Mixon missed some time, so they had to deal with some injuries.
Yeah. Stephon Diggs is a free agent after this year too, right?
Yeah.
So
because he's coming off the Buffalo deal, right?
Yeah.
He signed his deal with Buffalo.
Houston's in a tough situation because, I mean, season ends today. I know moves can be made and stuff like that, but you're way too early. Power rankings. I don't think they're better than those three teams. The Buffaloes, the Baltimores, and Kansas City. So they're going to have to make some big splashes in the offseason to be looked at as a team that can beat one of those three. And that's before Cincinnati comes back. That's before maybe Miami does something. Or
shout out. Wow.
Yeah, shout out Miami.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, Miami. Houston's in a tough spot. Like they gotta, and then we thought they made the big splash.
Yeah,
getting Stephon.
Yeah,
and it didn't.
They
work
did
out.
Everything right, in my opinion, this offseason, and it didn't.
I just
work.
I
think out like I thought it would.
They just need some internal development. I think
probably.
Like CJ had a down year. He was not good this. I don't know. He was not.
No, he wasn't.
Year.
He wasn't bad.
Yeah, he wasn't great.
But
this
he
year,
didn't
like he was last year.
He didn't take like a step where you're like, whoa.
So, like if he picks it up next year, that's already going to elevate them a bit.
They might just be where they always have been as a franchise. Not saying CJ is Matt Schaub, but like that team was good with Andre Johnson and who was the linebacker from USC? I can't. His name is escaping me. But him and J.J. Watt, they're good. When they hit AFC
Mario,
South.
No, not Mario Williams.
Who was the white guy? The white guy.
Brian Cushing?
Yeah.
Cushing
and J.J. Watt and all those guys. Like, they're good.
Didn't they're he not... get suspended for drug?
Brian Cushing?
Wasn't he a
or
steroid
Mario Williams?
Guy? No. Brian Cushing.
Sounds right.
I feel like he got suspended for steroids, like for
feels like
really
there's a four-game early season suspension in there somewhere.
Arian Foster, that's another, like, good, really good team, good players, but it's like, yeah, y'all ain't better than
Arian Foster. Arian Foster was fine.
Y'all ain't better than New England. You're not better than Denver when Peyton got there and all this other stuff. Like, you're just not.
Brian Cushing was suspended, by the way, in 2009.
Okay.
Good call. Good call by D.
But it wasn't a four gamer. Wasn't he suspended a really long time?
Four games, ESPN says, right?
All right.
It's a good call. Good call.
That's what I remember about Brian Cushing's career is his four game suspension.
Oh, he got a. He's got 10 games in there.
Okay.
Maybe he got 10 games and appealed it to four.
Oh, well, okay. That sounds like the NFL.
That's the old school way. We're going to give you a 15-game suspension, appeal it, though, we'll give you five.
Boy, there are criminals who wish they could work in the NFL system. I want to appeal this sentence down to a couple weeks. All right. It's cool. Go ahead. Unless you storm the Capitol, then you just get off for
whatever,
free.
Whatever. It's all good at that point.
It's all good. Jeez. Bro, I avoided the internet so much yesterday. I was like, I don't even want to know what's going on right now.
I didn't really pay.
Until I look at my phone. January 6th rioters set free. Like, God.
Goodness gracious.
All right.
Just keep your head
down. But hey, TikTok's back.
That was a ploy.
It's gone for all of 12 hours.
Never leaving.
Your stupid ass is the one that got rid of it, but it's fine.
It was a ploy anyway.
Get yourself off.
But so that happened on Saturday. The other thing that I think about is people talk nonstop. Colin Cowherd has to do a 5-minute question trying to break down what's wrong with NBA. Is officiating in the NFL not a problem? Because we saw a number of different times. Like, it's not the reason the Texans lost. It's not the reason Baltimore lost. But we saw two game-changing, terrible calls.
Mm-hmm.
And we see it every week, damn near in every game. And for me, it's because there's nothing you can do about it. You can't challenge it. You can't appeal. There's nobody looking up above to say, no, actually reverse that or something like that. Like, these to me, they're damaging in a lot of cases.
To us, officiating is always going to be bad. The NBA, they just complain about it more. Like, I feel like that's honestly what it is. I don't think there's this whole, the league is in trouble. Like, it's just all complaining to complain.
NFL officiating is complained about. I mean, like, they've changed rules that I think NFL officials purposely tanked just to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the PI, non-PI mm-hmm. thing that they did for one season. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, forget it. Yeah. Never mind. Oh, no, we've got all these calls right. And they just got rid of it. Like, I think NFL officiating is still heavily scrutinized. Like, we all remember the fail Mary with the replacement refs and the real refs getting a pop when they come back the next week. And
right.
Like, yeah, it's
always going to be scrutinized, though. Like, there's never going to be a point like, oh, yeah, the league's in a place where the officials are pretty good. Like, that's never going to happen.
I think where they get bailed out, though, is the scoring. Mm-hmm. Is every scoring play is reviewed
mm-hmm.
automatically. Coaches have to do nothing. So officials, there's a lot of plays where officials can err on the side of caution
mm-hmm.
by saying, in this case, touchdown. And it doesn't matter if they're right or they're wrong because it'll get looked at. And if it's close enough and you have that indisputable evidence thing, it's going to – or non-indisputable evidence. It's going to ride.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I think they get bailed out a lot.
The thing that I always think about with the NFL, because people are always talking about how the calls affect the game of basketball and stuff, is – I would think the NFL calls or their non-calls or their inaccurate calls affect the game way more. Like, you look at holding,
mm-hmm.
pass interference, roughing the passer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what happened in Buffalo on that play? Once again, it wasn't the reason why they lost, but that changed that whole drive. That changed them getting a field goal into getting seven. Because they were able to get that pass interference, which was egregious. Like, just a horrible, horrible call. And, yeah, I always think those calls, missed calls or whatever, have more effect on the outcome of a game than I think people talk about. Maybe because it's just there's plays afterwards. So they say, but, like, if it's – I can't remember if that was third down or not. I think it was third down. In that Buffalo-Baltimore game, incomplete pass, incidental contact, no flag, kick a field goal, it turns into 17-10 game at that point, as opposed to 21-10 and all this other stuff. And then it's so, like, what's incidental contact? What's hand wrestling? What's hand, you know, like, mm-hmm. sometimes it's that, sometimes it's clearly, it's just, it's pretty inconsistent, and there's no way of fixing it is, I guess, the frustrating thing for me.
Speaking of that Ravens game, when's the last time you guys were so hurt by a loss that didn't involve your own personal team?
That might have been the time.
I felt like such a jackass because that was the Kings game, and they're playing well, 10-3s and all that. I'm just all sad watching the game.
That stung.
That might have been the time. I don't think there was ever a time where I felt as bad as I did.
I felt bad for Mark Andrews, too. Like that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I did not. I hated Mark Andrews in that moment. I'm going to be honest.
That's tough because he's one of the great Ravens of all time.
Yeah, he's fine, he dropped it, and I'm low-key sitting there like, okay, like how do they get the ball back? How's it going to work? And it just hits you like, nope, it's over.
And
that's how it ends.
I also thought someone's going to blame that on Lamar.
Someone did.
No, they did.
Yeah.
The interesting thing about that game, a lot of interesting things, a lot of takes, is Lamar had some dicey moments.
Mm-hmm.
The turnovers were dicey. And then, like a lot of football, if you look at those turnovers, I don't want to say they make sense, but I don't like the pass. I don't know if you've seen, like, the all 22 of the pass.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think the guy, I think it was Bateman, he beats the guy. Lamar's like, all right, let me fit it in. And as soon as he let go of the football, Bateman runs an out route.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And, like, that's why that looked like that. And then on the – and I thought he did a great job of explaining it because I wasn't thinking about this. On the fumble, he's like, mm-hmm. I couldn't do anything because it was an RPO. It would have been an eligible man downfield.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just trying to kind of survive it. And, yeah, he didn't say this, but I'm going to say it for him. It's 10 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody hits your arm a little, and you try to squeeze the ball, you might lose it.
Yeah, he said the ball slipped.
You might lose it. Like, mm-hmm. that happens. That doesn't mean he's a choke artist or anything else like that. That happens. This is something that Bomani, I'll give him credit for this too. He said something that I thought was really simple, but made all the sense in the world to me. He said Lamar Jackson was not the reason why the Ravens lost the game, but he wasn't the reason why they won. And if you look on the other side, Josh Allen was not the reason why the Bills won, but he's the reason why they didn't lose, because he managed the hell out of that game.
Mm-hmm.
Just managed it.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't do much of anything in that game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not here to crap on Josh because I've said I think he's a good quarterback. He answered a lot of questions that I had throughout the season, but he managed the hell out of that game. Where it was just handoff, not even really going to throw it downfield like that. I'm not going to take any chances. I'm just going to dink and dunk, look like Alex Smith circa 2011, and I'm not going to turn the ball over. And that ended up being how they were able to win that game.
Yeah, 16 to 22, 127 yards for Josh Allen.
Oh, is he 10 rushes, 20 yards? Yeah, two touchdowns, correct. I think.
Correct.
One was a 4-yard touchdown. The other was like a 2-yard touchdown. So, yeah, he managed the life out of that game. And mm-hmm. it helped him get the win.
Yeah. And that's all you have to do is get the win. And
at this point, Lamar is this generation's Peyton Manning. Not ability-wise, but got all the MVPs looking for the postseason success.
Mm. Yeah.
They have a side-by-side, I think, about the same point in their career. The numbers are eerily similar. So Lamar and Peyton.
Peyton had two MVPs before he got his first Super Bowl, but if Lamar gets it this right,
Peyton was never discussed. Like, Rich comes in here every day and tells you Lamar is not a good quarterback. Like,
yeah, Peyton's issue was that he couldn't win, but Lamar gets talked to.
Like, Lamar's intelligence is insulted on a day-to-day basis by mm-hmm. people who cover the game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fascinating. Because that didn't happen with Peyton.
And
Peyton for 4 million interceptions his rookie year. His intelligence was never questioned. His ability as a quarterback was never questioned. Lamar is a good athlete who plays the quarterback position.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but not a good quarterback.
And Rich, he says, it was a too high safety look, which is why the wide receiver broke out and Lamar didn't recognize the coverage, which he said in postgame. That's not what he said in postgame. He said he didn't look off the safety. He recognized what the cover. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, he didn't not recognize the cover.
Well, Rich doesn't think Lamar is smart enough to articulate what he was trying to say.
Yeah, he didn't.
He's a good athlete.
He didn't not recognize the coverage. He said, I didn't do a good job of looking off the safety or holding them. So, you know, whatever he could do throwing the ball down the field would have been open. He recognized the coverage. He knew what it was. He said on him to himself, like, I just, you know, I got lazy. He didn't say lazy, but I didn't look off the safety long enough. And those things happen, man. Those things happen. Like, it happens. It literally happens. It doesn't mean he's incapable. It doesn't mean that in those moments he can't get it done. It happens. It was a really good game on Sunday. Really competitive game on Sunday.
But the only weird thing about Lamar is how he's covered. But he's entered this category now where he's clearly one of the game's great quarterbacks. So the microscope is getting it's getting a little tougher because now he's becoming that great, great quarterback who's not winning big games. That's what Peyton was for a while. Patrick Mahomes never had to deal with that. Tom Brady never had to deal with that.
No.
It was like Joe Burrow's only made the playoffs 2 out of his 5 years or something like that. Or I saw some stat 2 out of the last 5 years, but he's got the Super Bowl. So
yeah, they love Burrow's numbers.
Not that Burrow's perception is wrong, but it's just
but Burrow Lamar is though. Not in Lamar's class.
Like as far as quarterback,
I don't care how gaudy he is not in Lamar Jackson's class.
I disagree with you on that one.
That's fine. You can disagree with me if you want to. He is not in Lamar's class.
For me, it's 4 quarterbacks. It's Allen, Burrow, Lamar, and Mahomes. Those are the 4 that are just put him anywhere and they'll change it.
It's Mahomes and Lamar. Everyone else is second.
I agree with you, Dame. I agree with you. I don't think Allen and Burrow are as good as those other two.
Allen's doing it.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder, True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder, True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, he's got a team worse than Lamar's right now. They're about to go to the Super Bowl.
Didn't do
all right. It's not one game. I'm not going to do it to one game. He's been doing it all season.
He didn't do much of anything in the game before. Like, he hasn't done that much this year. Lamar's numbers are dwarfing him.
But that's fine.
Burrow's numbers are dwarfing.
All I'm saying is Allen belongs there.
But what is he carrying?
Shakir, Curtis Samuel, Amari Cooper's corpse.
But what I'm saying, what is he carrying? He's not
he's playing good football. He barely turned it over this year. And I'm not making the argument that he's better than Lamar, but he belongs in that group.
Well, if he ain't better than Lamar, I don't know if he's.
I'm not making that argument, but he's like that's not what I'm trying to say. I'm saying he belongs there with them. Allen proved it this year.
He did. I think, Allen's really good, but I don't think he's. I think it's Mahomes and Lamar. That tier is closed. And then it's if you want Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, you can do whatever you want to after that.
I agree with you.
Josh Allen had a hell of a year, though. He had an absolutely phenomenal year. It might win him an MVP.
Yeah.
One of those two guys who played yesterday is going to win the MVP. Yeah. Only one of them has a chance to win the Super Bowl, and I'm confident that that's all Lamar Jackson cares about. I'm confident that's all Josh Allen cares about as well. We'll come back. Jason Jones joins us when Dylan and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. I'll say it on the radio then. Patrick Mahomes isn't even Patrick Mahomes tier this year. Patrick Mahomes has game managed an entire season.
Yeah.
But that's what we were talking about with Josh Allen during the commercial break. It doesn't matter. Sometimes the game calls for protecting the football, game management. Sometimes the game calls for throwing for 450 yards. Josh Allen did what he had to do for the Buffalo Bills to win yesterday.
Absolutely.
Strangely, Patrick Mahomes has done what his team has needed him to do for like 19 straight weeks, and it's not putting up gaudy numbers. And those two guys will play each other in the AFC Championship.
I can speak from the 49ers. I don't care how you win. Like I bet Bills fans feel the same way today. I don't care about Josh Allen's numbers. I don't care.
Yeah.
Find a way to win and get us a Super Bowl that we've been longing for forever. And that's all that matters. Two more wins. You can throw for 110 yards and run for 22 over the next two games. And we win. It's all that matters. I ain't even trying to say it like in a disrespectful way, but that's for casuals to worry about all that other stuff. That's literally a casual trait to worry about all that other stuff. I'm worried about winning, and Josh Allen has won a lot, and he won on Sunday, and he's trying to win two more times. That's the thing that matters the most.
And he also won games where he had to put up 450 yards. That's the sign of a great quarterback who goes, that's not what I'm doing.
Simple.
I'm going to throw for 127 today and get us the win.
Find a way to win.
Don't make a mistake.
Find a way to do your part to win the game, right? Because, like, even if you – it's one thing to say, like, Josh Allen – didn't win the game for Buffalo the other day. So, and that's fine. But he did his part in the total team effort of it all. So I don't care about how he has to get there or how any of these guys have to get there.
No.
You just got to win. One other thing before
Great Jason, quarterbacks know how to get there.
Yeah. One other thing before Jason Jones comes through, the professor comes through. We talked about...
We're getting right back to the Kings, I promise.
Yeah. We talked about like... The it not mattering because they got the Super Bowl or I forgot the player we were talking about. Is that what it is about John Harbaugh as well?
Oh, we're talking about, I said Joe Burrow, I think.
Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that, he doesn't have a Super Bowl, but I'm just saying, like, he got there. So he's kind of a made man to a certain degree in some of those discussions. Is that how it is about John Harbaugh?
You think he should be catching heat?
I think he's a good, he is catching
heat. I'm not sure what you're asking.
Like, should he be on the hot seat?
Oh, no. No, I think they lived this before. They did this with the Harbaugh on the hot seat before.
That was a Joe Flacco year that last
year. Yeah, and it didn't, like, Pittsburgh has done this with Mike Tomlin before. I feel like once you get to a certain point, you have to hit a full, like, dive down. It can't be missing out on the
streets of Baltimore. TC's all over the place.
Harbaugh should have caught
sure,
that.
That's fine. Like TC's they're, I'm sure they're the upset. Place. Like that's fine. I'm sure they're upset. Like, yeah, that's fine. Oh, let's bring Jason Jones in here.
I want to ask both of you guys. It's hindsight. It worked out perfectly. Would you have gone for it on fourth down if you were McDermott? I said, I'm watching the game. They're up five, and it's fourth and goal at the two. I got Josh Allen. I could put the game away. I said I would have went for it. He kicked the field goal, and it ended up working. because they mm-hmm. had to get the 2-point conversion. But I would have went for it. Fourth mm-hmm. and goal at the two. What have you guys done in that situation?
I'm kicking it.
I think I'm with Jason.
I think, you know, if you don't get it, as you saw, you're just one like Lamar Jackson flick of the wrist from being behind. To me, it's just, you know, what the worst, if you know, you get the 3 points, the worst that could have happened was a tie. That's mm-hmm. the absolute worst case scenario. But if you're only up 5, I mean, it wouldn't have took much for Lamar to get them down. He got them down the field. So, you know, yeah, I'm taking the 3.
And that's also assuming you don't get the 2 yards with the guy that you, mm-hmm. Tony Romo was on that game when they mm-hmm. got to, in the first quarter, when they got to the 2-yard line, it's a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys heard him, but he was like, oh, they got to the 2. It's over. It was like 2nd and goal on the 2. And he's like, it's a touchdown.
And, if it wasn't 4th and goal, I mean, my thing is you already had 3 cracks at it. I just was like, you take the points.
I thought the same thing when I would have kicked it.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like that was just the flow of the game. Just take the points. You need the points. You won't lose in this situation.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
This so, isn't yeah, Detroit where you're going to give up a 4-point play at the end.
Let me ask you guys another. This is a hypothetical. They're in the same situation next week against the Chiefs. What are you doing?
Yeah, probably going for it. the same thing. I kicked the field goal because it goes from 5 to 8. I'm not losing. I'm not losing on this play.
I'm not giving Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson the chance to win the game.
But you're assuming you don't get 2 yards with this man.
But that's part of your job as the coach to, you know, you're you got to almost sometimes protect yourself from yourself. Do you want to be Ben Johnson and say, you know what, let me have a wide receiver decide my season?
Ridiculous. That's ridiculous. This is the guy that's the MVP who everybody says when you get 2 yards away, it's a touchdown. You have a chance to go to the Super Bowl in that situation.
You don't kick your way to beating
Patrick Mahomes? You think that's going to – has that always been the way to beat him?
Well, no, but you've obviously scored. And I think getting like Jason's saying, you get to 8. Patrick Mahomes can't beat you. Can he extend the game?
You get to 12, he can't beat you.
But if you don't get to 12, he can beat you.
That's true.
I think especially in the playoffs, you take the points.
Mm.
Now, if this is week 2, who cares?
Mm.
But I think in the playoffs, you take the points. You don't want to be, you know, imagine if that happens and say something crazy happens. You're playing in the snow. Josh Allen goes on a quarterback designed run and he slips on a patch of snow. Then Lamar goes down and they score.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think to me, you don't pass up the points, and that's if to go up 8, you don't pass on that.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm with Jay on that one. I'm with Jay.
Now, if it was like you're only up 2, that's different.
Again.
But, you know, if you're in a situation where he can't beat you on that drive, I think I'd take that. And then the fact that they had, 2 timeouts still?
I think they had 1 timeout.
2 or 1, whatever, you know, but, you know, even if they score, you still get the ball. You know, there's a chance you get the ball back in regulation.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think if there's a chance you can have the ball last, even if they tie you, you take that.
Jason Jones of The Athletic with us here. Jay, the Sacramento Kings are the hottest team in the NBA, bar none, over the last 10 games. And the Golden 1 Center is the hottest arena in the NBA. I feel like we have talked to death about the, you know, what do we point at for the turnaround of this basketball team? And we've talked about Doug Christie, but now, you know, we always wanted to see what this would look like 10, 11, 12. So when this is starting to look like it's a sustainable form of basketball that these guys are playing.
Yeah. I think the first part of the year was the absolute worst they could have possibly been. I think now they're kind of getting toward the best versions of themselves, you know, so maybe at some point it kind of evens out and, you know, there's somewhere kind of a middle ground. You know, I don't think they're going to, you know, I thought they were going to never lose again. Then they lost in Milwaukee. So, I mean, you know, they probably will lose like 2 or 3 more times.
Now they're never going to lose again starting now.
Yeah. Yeah, me saying they would never lose again last because of why they lost. So, you know, probably, So every time I say they're going to, whatever I say they're going to win, they lose. So, you know.
A lot of Kings fans did blame you for that loss against Milwaukee.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, I ain't the one who had them down like 30.
Thanks a lot.
Man, I can't catch a break.
No, you can't.
I can't catch a break. I say something. I say they're going to win. I'm trying to jinx them. I say they're going to lose. They might lose. I'm a hater. I can't win. I can't win. I give up. I just want the Dodgers to keep signing people. Well, why not?
That...
The Dodgers just signed Patrick Mahomes.
I'll take that. Get him out the AFC West.
And they're only paying him $500,000.
Yeah, it's prorated till 2050.
That's fine. I like layaway. Boy. I'm with it.
Well, y'all live on it.
Boy, Major League Baseball.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Well,
no, I hate the game.
Every other team
no,
can do
no,
it.
No, I hate the game. It's good. The
fine.
Game, the game needs to be
yeah,
fixed.
Fine.
Yes,
the
absolutely.
Giants could do it if anybody wanted to actually go there.
No, I hate the game. I'm not hating the player. I hate the game. The game needs to be fixed. It's ridiculous.
Fixed how?
Put a cap in baseball, bro.
The Giants would then like get near the cap and complain that they're poor.
Fine. Put a cap in baseball. I don't care. Like, this is stupid. This is stupid.
With a cap, the A's would still be playing down the street from Golden 1 next year. Doesn't change anything. I mean, what's that going
to
do?
No, what do you mean, what's it going to do? You won't be able to spend $1 trillion on players. That's what a cap would do. You'd have to make some decisions.
And of all the teams that spend all the money, do they win every year? No.
Okay, so you shouldn't worry about it. Put a cap on baseball, and you still have a great chance to win. It shouldn't matter.
Whatever.
it shouldn't matter if that's the case.
Whatever.
Well, at least everybody could see I tried to shift the conversation to the Kings. I failed. It's my fault.
We Dodger fans, we swim in your giant tears. We love you.
One is cute. Now, when you talk about
Justin Verlander,
well, you know, one of them things is cute.
It's kind of like getting Randy Johnson at the end.
Like I said, one of them things is cute. It's adorable. You know, a lot of people got one of them. You know, it's nothing. When you talk about the Kings, I'd take one for the Kings. I'd take just one parade. Like, yeah, I'd be happy.
That's fine. That's perfectly
I'd be
fine.
Absolutely happy with one parade for the Kings.
You could even give me a COVID-shortened parade at this point. I don't care. Just give me something.
I would take that in a heartbeat.
They could play a 20-game season.
I'll take it.
And start the tournament. You'd be like... Asterisks, whatever.
Light the beam.
Let's go.
Light the beam for like 40 days and 40 nights.
I'm about to say, beam wouldn't go off.
Yeah.
It wouldn't go off. Just stay up. We talk about it on here often. Maybe one of the most important guys on the team, Malik Monk, man. He gives them something when he's out there on the floor. Skill-wise and mentality-wise, that we talked about that Milwaukee game where he didn't play. It seems like they miss. They noticeably miss when he's not there. I keep asking the question to everybody like yourself who knows basketball, how good do you think Malik Monk can be? Like, what do you think the ceiling is for him? And has it gone up since he's gotten this opportunity to be a starter or something like that?
I don't know how much, you know, the ceiling. I mean, it's not like he's like 19 anymore. It just feels like kind of like De'Aaron. It feels like he's really, really old, but he's not. You know, I think, you know, I mean, to me, when it comes to Malik, Malik's not a punk. And for so many years with the Kings, you could punk him.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Malik, you know, you're not going to punk him. You know, so I just think that there's something about him. I mean, I saw when he played for the Lakers. You saw a glimpse of it in Charlotte, but of course Charlotte's like a dumpster fire. So I mean, it's not like you know, Charlotte was such a stain on him that nobody even wanted him as a free agent. Mm. Like the Lakers got him for nothing because he was just there because it was just almost like, yeah. So I think there's a lot to do. Cause I mean, a lot more. There's room to grow because it's almost like you can't even hold the first like 4 years of his career against him.
True.
How much?
So it was like, what was that?
In all seriousness, I'm dead serious too. I'm not trying to make this a joke. How much do you think that little Michael Jordan clip impacted the perception of Malik Monk?
I mean, I think anytime Michael Jordan is perceived as having punked you anywhere. I mean, I don't think Kwame Brown ever recovered. I don't think anyone once that get, you know, because I think everyone views MJ as the ultimate competitor. So it's like if MJ looks down upon you, it's hard to shake that.
Yeah.
It's just hard to shake. I mean, I wasn't in DC, but I heard all the Kwame Brown stories. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, and then you hear stories just over the years about, you know, even after basketball, I mean, that doggone chameleonaire Jordan story. I mean,
damn.
I mean, it's like Michael was known as a guy who could just really humiliate you. Mm. So, I mean, and that's what's always great, you know, revisionist history. People talk about what a great teammate Michael was and what a great, you know, everyone loved. Like, people didn't love Mike. What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. Like,
Mike is kind of an ass.
Yeah, ask Steve Kerr's eye about Michael Jordan. Like, I don't think Scottie Pippen has ever recovered from playing with Mike the way Scottie Pippen is talking.
Mm. Warriors fans out here begging for the video of Jordan punching Kerr to drop so they have something to celebrate.
Jim Park.
Hey, man, it was all good 2 months ago when they thought Buddy Hield was going to be like a star and nice. Everyone else, we're just going, just chill, just chill. Yeah.
Just wait.
How'd we get Buddy Hield for nothing?
Well, now you know.
We're light years ahead of the rest of the NBA. You guys are crazy to let us get this guy. Now they're like, we can't stand him. Like that. You see that clip of him and Gary Payton?
Yes. Oh. Repeatedly, actually.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm thinking about Gary Payton.
We saw a lot of that from multiple. Like I said, the day I saw Harrison Barnes go off, I'm like, oh, God. I had never seen Harrison Barnes mad ever. It's like, buddy. But yeah, our friends down out here in the Bay, they're not too happy right now. Yeah. It's funny, whenever the Warriors are doing well, they never say much about Steve. Oh, yeah, they're all over Steve right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, you know, he's the biggest idiot on the sideline, according to him now.
Mm. Oh, well.
I searched Buddy Hield on Elon Musk's app, and it is just. The return is
what
glorious.
What comes up, man? Come on, man.
Some of them are accompanying video. Jim Park right there at the top. Buddy Hield is a generational tanker. This guy is disgusting.
Oh, my God.
Mike Dunleavy looks like a clown right now for picking up this guy.
Why does Jim say stuff like this, man? Come on.
Dubs Better says Buddy Hield is a horrible basketball player. Lots of people reminiscing on the October version of Buddy Hield. It's not pretty.
I feel because Buddy always wanted to be a Warrior. Buddy always was like saw himself in the same class as the shooter as Steph and Clay. Poor Buddy.
No, not our problem anymore.
Success coming down to Buddy Hield is so depressing.
God.
And they've got a lot they've got to decide.
Whatever that quote Steph gave, people were like, Steph is conceding the season. I was like, God.
I live out here,
you know, man, they hurting out here. I mean, I go to the gym. They were talking trash to me for whatever reason, I'm in the Vallejo. I get trash talk about the Lakers and the Kings. Like, I mean, I get all these, how are your Kings doing messages? I'm like, what did I do? I thought I hated them. Oh, they ain't your boys now? I'm like, what are we? Well, so what? I like the entire, Pacific Division except the Warriors? What are we doing here?
Oh, you are a big Suns guy.
Yeah. Everyone knows I'm a big Clipper fan, you know, so. Yeah, I get it. You know, I get, why your Kings fire Mike Brown? And what about your Lakers? I'm like, man, I'm just trying to watch Monday Night Raw, man. I ain't, let me be, man. I'm just trying to get, you know, watch some football, you know, listen to some music. You know, I'm just trying to chill, man. I don't want to be in the middle of beef.
Jason's like, all my favorite teams fire Mike Brown. What are you talking about?
God.
This is what we do.
Jim Park on Buddy Hield, disgusting. It's wild, bro. That is.
Oh, it's still not as bad as him calling Steve Kerr a scumbag.
Why is Steve? Steve is not a scumbag,
bro. This our boy Jim Parks is wild.
See, come on now, man. I mean, you can be mad they ain't. He's not a scumbag.
It's crazy.
I wonder if Jim Park. No, he's become a central character of this show.
Let me remind everyone out there: being a fan is a choice. You can always just not be a fan before you start calling people scumbags.
Jim's going through it.
Turn the game off. Turn the game off. Just turn it off. I mean, do not let these people at a game control your life to the point to where you think they're scum because they lost to the Boston Celtics.
This is terrible. Apparently, Kerr had a quote. They have the video of it, and Park retweeted it. I didn't watch the inauguration. I chose to watch the Celtics tape. Warriors lost by 40.
Oh.
This is cold. But then they showed the video like after the game. They're like, look, Jason Tatum and none of the players.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Did
you see that?
Wait, Jason Tatum what?
I like Steve. I like Steve. Steve's always been good with me. He don't deserve this.
Tatum and Brown ignoring Steve Kerr. I retweeted it and laughed. It was hella funny.
It ain't Steve Kerr's fault they refused to sign a center out there.
But it was Steve's look.
Oh, I'm watching it right now.
You see, I know so many people around the league. I tend to root for people that I know, and I like Steve. So I don't want to see Steve getting called a scumbag.
Well, don't listen to Jim Park. Like we have fun with it, but I never listen to Jim Park. Like,
Trust me. After this weekend, there's a lot of stuff I just try to tune out. I just try to, you know, shout out to the homie Willie D.
Well, it's your boy.
Great interviewer.
No, it's your boy. Your boy. Oh, that was tough.
Man, why are people calling me like I arranged it? What's your boy doing? I didn't know what they were talking about. Like, my boy, what are you talking about, man? I'm trying to watch the doggone game on. I'm trying to watch, like, Ben Johnson give, like, a, you know, show it, just do weird stuff in the game. Like, I'm like, okay, Jameis, what are you doing? Game's on the line. Let my receiver throw a pass off his back foot.
That was cool.
And then I'm like, oh, your boys in D.C.? Like, my boy. I'm like, Max Crosby? Like, what are you guys talking about? I figured Max was there.
And probably a whole contingent of Las Vegas Raiders that were there.
Max, Bosa.
Your quarterback.
Mike Tyson was there. The Paul brothers.
Well, Snoop was there. Nelly was there.
That's why he was getting them calls. That's why he was getting them texts.
Yeah, that's why he was hitting me up. They were like, what's up with Long Beach? I'm like, what, man? I ain't been home in a minute.
I ain't been home in a minute.
Oh, this is what the LBC do? I'm like, what are y'all talking about? Is this a cannabis call? What are you talking about? I had no clue what was going on. I mean, I was just enjoying playoff football.
I was just waiting for the push notification to pop up, said, yep, world's ending. Just brace for it. Instead, I got TikTok is back.
Yeah, that's all that people really cared about.
Mm.
Yeah. Somebody said TikTok was gone longer than Aaron Judge with the Giant.
Well, most people went to bed when TikTok was like cut and woke up and it was back.
They never
missed.
People were like flipping out. Like,
oh, I'm aware.
And I was aware. Okay, no, it's not. I'm like, I did not know people love the app so much.
Well, to be fair to some people, like regular people.
Some people, it's a source of income.
Yeah, some people are making money off of that, or are making money off of that.
Some people are just weird.
That's accurate.
What did somebody tell me? Where will I get my news from?
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, see, that's why we got people over here celebrating fake laws. Because y'all don't know where to get news from. Well, this is really sad. Full-grown adults.
Turns out Caitlin might have been a little bit confused, too. Well, not Clark, but Jenner.
Oh, man. I see, man. Y'all ain't going to get the NYT calling me about what I said.
Caitlin might.
I'm not in it.
Caitlin might not.
How about Pete Carroll? I mean, no.
One Pete Carroll's coach.
Let's shift the topic. I don't know. TNA and W and NXT working together. I don't know.
How about Taylor Swift and Caitlin Clark and the Chiefs?
Didn't see that
Arrowhead. Coming. I was like, this is a white person's wet dream right here.
Were they there?
Yeah. Well, you might have missed it.
I mean,
you might have missed it.
If you missed,
you had to watch closely.
I mean, it was like the station's dream that Kelsey had a good game because they could keep going back up there.
Mm.
Like half of the season, Kelsey was like 3 catches, like 28 yards, and chilling.
Yeah. Well, wasn't chilling on Saturday.
Man, but it's gonna be a fun 4 years.
You know, thank God for the Kings.
I was gonna say, me trying to get to the Kings is like Lamar trying to hold on to that ball in the cold. Like,
ooh, wow,
he knows,
man,
it's the right thing to do. He's trying, but the ball slips out
of
his
hands. Just trying to make a play.
Jason Jones is Von Miller over here picking it up and running the other way.
Man, they said Zion looked like Khalil Mack though, man.
He did. No, he did though. He did. I mean,
I was like,
they kind of got that one on. They got that one off. They did.
Somebody said, somebody called him Oliver McCall. I'm like, man, the internet is drunk right now, man.
Oh, man. But
that's hilarious.
Talking about this, what did Stephen A say? The suspension bet not having nothing to do with food.
Come on, Stephen
A. I mean,
A.
this is just getting out of control, I mean, people are just losing their minds right now. But hey, Doug Christie, second greatest coach in Kings history by winning percentage. Actually, he's the greatest right now.
He's the greatest, yeah.
Yeah, Rick Allen, go ahead and, you know. Yeah.
If you
remind
were...
me, yeah. Oh. Are they ever going to honor Rick Adelman, like have a Rick Adelman night?
If they were smart.
They don't.
Are we at a place now where we can try to revisit that? I know there for a time that was just not on the menu at all.
Mm.
I don't know why I just thought. I just think, you know. Maybe one of his players being the coach. You know, if this goes into next season.
Rick's been around for like Vlade and Peja nights, no? He's been around, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's like, I don't think there's beef.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think there's beef.
Yeah, I'm just saying like a Rick night. I know Jeff don't want to be bothered no more.
Yeah.
I've hit up Jeff for stuff. Jeff is like, I don't talk anymore. Jeff is like, how you doing, Jason? I don't do interviews anymore. I'm happy.
His son's a scout, right? Is his son a scout?
Yeah. I think Mike's still with the, I think it's still with the Wizards.
Okay.
I see him. I see a lot of guys when I go to Summer League for like my little 2-3 day visit before I get out of there.
Okay.
I get down there, go buy some cigars, go to a couple of meetings, and I get out.
Hmm. I would love to hear why it hasn't happened.
Hmm.
Not like if you plan to do it or not, that's, you probably hadn't even thought about it, but like talk to Uncle V, talk to anybody in control, all that. Like, why haven't you done a Rick Adelman night? Or
maybe Rick doesn't want it, you know?
That could be the
case. Could be that too. Yeah.
Maybe Rick doesn't want it, you know? Because remember, after he left, he coached 2 other teams.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't like he just went all, you know, he's been away for like 20 years doing nothing. I mean, you know, Rick's a great coach. So, yeah. You know, is he, I'm blanking on it. He's not in the Hall of Fame, is he?
Yeah, he went in with and Chris.
Okay, I thought he did, yeah.
That
would have been the perfect time, I would think, you know, to honor the greatest coach of your...
Yeah,
you know.
Also, Rick's 78. He just might not want to.
Yeah, that's true, you know.
Who's that?
You know, don't worry. Someone will aggregate this, and people will be like, some, you know, turning into something that we, you know.
Rick's like, can I join through Zoom? I don't really want to... I don't really want to go out there.
Like, he just recorded a video
just
on his
FaceTime
phone.
Me or something. Like, oh,
thanks,
man.
Guys. I'm not leaving the house. Y'all be easy.
Yeah, Rick is a hell of a coach, though.
Yeah, you know, but yeah. I get,
so he can Kings, get. I was going to say, he can get the statue after Doug's. Yeah. Doug's will go up first, mm-hmm. And then Rick can have his. The good news is there'll be a statue of Rick Fox, too, because that's the only way.
That will be the statue.
That will be the statue.
That's unnecessary.
Think how many pictures will be taken in front of that statue.
Oh my God.
Can we get a statue of Lottie slapping the ball to Ori?
No, that's fine.
What's wrong with this guy?
I don't know what happened to Jason.
Jesse says, that's your boy. You brought him to the party.
I'm sorry. You did a podcast with him. And if we're talking about anybody bringing anybody to the party, Jason actually brought KC to the party.
That's true.
So the next time I get mad at Kenny, I'm going to get mad at Jason.
We just got to come up with crazy, unnecessary statues then, you know. We got to get a statue of Anthony Peeler against Kevin Garnett.
That was a classic.
Oh, yeah, it'd
that
be a good classic. One. And it could the statue could just be Kevin Garnett's face after he hits him.
KG thought he was going to get one in
basketball
too.
History of statues. Just, why not? I mean, everything else is going crazy. Let's get some crazy statues. Like, yeah, the Kings need some statues. I mean, if this nowadays, do you have an arena if you don't have statues?
No.
I mean, you got to have, I mean, you know, the Lakers are building like to take our attention off of the fact that they can't get themselves right. I mean,
y'all got like 20 statues.
They got a lot of statues at Staples.
But like 18 teams played there, and they gave Oscar De La Hoya one.
Yeah, Oscar can go. That
need to take that one down.
Oscar can go.
They gave Wayne Gretzky got one.
Well,
and
then
like,
they got some Kings, some LA Kings players that aren't Wayne Gretzky. And this guy here, no disrespect.
But you just disrespected the guy. Like, why here? That's Wayne Gretzky. Why are you here?
And they got Shaq, Kareem, Duke Kobe's,
Chick Hearn.
Is there a
Magic Johnson?
There's no Jerry West. There is a Jerry West statue.
Yeah.
Man.
Is there an Elgin Baylor?
I don't know. I think there's an Elgin. Did we say Kareem?
How much bronze is in Southern California? Yeah, we use Kareem.
I mean, you know, yeah, then LeBron will get his statue eventually, you know.
Will LeBron get a statue? Will he?
I think he will.
Yeah, all right.
By the time he's done, he'll have spent a good portion of his career in L.A.
Yeah, I think it's like 7 years. This is 7th year in L.A., I think.
Yeah, he's been a Laker longer than he was in Miami.
No, that's true. Well, he doesn't have a statue
LeBron
in Miami.
LeBron got three statues.
Well, he'll have one in Miami. He'll have like
three. Pat Riley's not giving LeBron James a statue.
He getting a statue in Miami.
No way. No way. Really?
You think Pat Riley's petty like that?
I think Pat's still mad.
Well, I would love to be in
Pat's
the room
taking his hate for LeBron out on Jimmy Butler.
Well, I hope
the only
maybe
thing
we don't ever see
Jimmy
it, but I'm going to just
Jimmy
say.
A clutch. That would the only thing that would make it worse.
Pat ain't going to be here forever.
I would love to hear Jimmy and like and Pat Riley go back and forth. Just two, like, yeah. Like that one report that came out, I find it hard to believe that he really told Pat Riley to lace him up and guard him. I'm like, I don't want to believe that Jimmy Butler told Pat Riley to get on the court and like we could settle it.
No, hold on. Let's just take a quick peek here. Pat Riley, 79 years old.
Yeah, we don't need that. We don't need that. Yeah, we don't need that. You know, but I think, I think Webb needs a statue. Webb.
There you go.
If you're in the Hall of Fame, give him a statue. Webb, Mitch. I guess Lottie would get one too.
You could just do that group.
All of them? Mateen, please, everybody?
You could do that. Well, okay, wait a minute.
That group.
Maybe you do. Could you turn the Sports Illustrated cover into a statue?
I was thinking about that. I was thinking
but
about.
But Mike's not on there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because I'm
sorry,
man.
Mike.
Damn.
It's like, sorry, Mike, you weren't here yet.
Because, yeah,
Mike's statue would be the yell after the shot.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, it'd be.
Because I was
super
also thinking
baggy
about,
shorts.
Remember the post game after they won the series in Phoenix and Bobby Jackson? There's almost like seven of them getting interviewed by Craig Sager, and Bobby, he has a moment where he just kind of yells and. But Scott Pollard is in there. No disrespect, but I don't know if we need a
Scott Pollard. We don't need a
Pollard,
Scott Pollard statue.
Scott's not cool?
No. We don't need Scott.
Know.
Yeah, we don't need Scott anywhere.
Well, I didn't know.
Scott chose his side.
Oh, okay. I got to
Yeah,
look
Scott
that up.
Scott chose his side, and he can have it. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, I wasn't aware of that. I just knew about the whole Hart situation, but he was a Celtic, too, so I had beef with him anyway.
That's fine. You keep that.
Okay. Okay, I mean, hey, yo, but yeah,
I don't know. I don't know what we do for a statue.
Yeah, maybe just wait. You know, maybe you don't need one.
Then the five.
Maybe
statues
are overrated.
Statue.
Maybe you do like they do in Philly, like a little statue garden of like little small statues.
Oh, we don't need that. We don't need that.
Then you could get as many as you want. Like you could do like a year by year stat. You know, like you know, just have like. Maybe the best, you know, your top player from each year statue. Have like, then you could have like multiple guys that have multiple statues. Like, you'd have like three De'Aarons and two Sabonis statues.
Those are so embarrassing. We don't need those. Those are like little
statue guards.
What's D Wade or the Iverson?
the D Wade because it was on purpose. The Dwayne Wade statue was supposed to be a regular statue. The AI statue is the little things Jason's talking about.
Yeah, and that's what everyone gets in Philly, you know?
Yeah.
But I just think when they announce it's going to be a statue, everyone's looking for this, you know, monumental, you know, this, you know, larger than life, you know, thing. And they're like, oh, that's cute.
Here it is, the number 6. All right, man.
Yeah. Oh, well.
It should be a wall of fame, though. The whole original. The whole original point is
space and Doco to add something.
That's right.
Well, the whole original point to all this is like you can like just marketing. Like, yeah, why not have 2 nights a year commemorating somebody, Rick Adam,
because
Mike
they
Bibby
did, they commemorated them a lot of guys on the team stank. I mean, like they were bringing back anybody they could. It was embarrassing.
Yeah, they were trying
like,
to sell tickets. Well,
let me.
They were like, who can we find from the years from 2000, from 99 to 04 to come back? Because nobody wants to watch this product. Yep.
Well, now they
were digging up
back.
Everyone like, hey, and they were calling them a legend.
But they're already here. Like people like Jason saying they were using those nights to get people into the arena. They already here.
Yeah, but, you know, do right by your alumni.
No, for sure.
Yeah, don't be like the Lakers. Don't be like, yeah, do right by people.
All right, Jay, we'll let you go. Show's over anyways.
Show's drunk. The country's drunk.
It's all bad. Like, what a mess.
It's all bad right now. That's okay. Yeah. As long as the Dodgers keep deferring money, I'm happy. I'm gonna try to sign with them.
All right, sir.
They'll probably do it. Hey, come on, man. Just twice in one show.
Wow, man. I deserved it for the Ori thing. No, I deserve that. I know that's a soft spot. I understand. I deserve that. But, hey, what the hell? Ain't nothing else going on today.
Just grab the ball, buddy.
What's going on?
Hell, if CM Punk can say he's going to end Hulkamania for us.
Well, he did that. Jay, we appreciate you, brother.
He said it on MLK Day at that. Yeah. He said it on MLK Day. He'll throw him out the ring.
CM Punk for the people. Yeah. For the people.
CM Punk. CM Punk.
Appreciate you, Jason. Right, thank you, brother.
All right, my guy.
All right, take it easy.
The professor, Jason Jones of The Athletic. Yeah, I got nothing, man.
Well, I got my prize picks. I got my lineup
coming
up soon. And I want the Wizards to handle business. Go, Wizards.
Okay, download the Prize Picks app and use the promo code
KIFM. Get a free $50 with your first $5 lineup.
We'll see y'all tomorrow.
Vamos, Wizards.